Deacon Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the call this evening. Appreciate you tuning in for coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. This girls' consolation semifinal matchup, Maritime Valley has led the entirety of the way. Hartford coming as close as a point to tying it at one point. As Hartford now on the attack, Kylie Finnerty with it, top of the left wing, goes left block to Aubrey Finnerty. She has to try and kick it back out to Kylie, but can't make it happen as Trinity Wendell will pick up her fourth foul
just
for
like
a little shoulder bump.
It was going to be a huge, and we could not have that happen in the first 20 seconds.
No, and Coach Thomas already going to have to sub her out and bring in Marciela Munoz-Gardner. And Gardner, again, two fouls of her own, as she's been a little reckless at times down low trying to guard. So the five on the floor for Hartford, it is Toby Soule, Sydney Soule, Aubrey and Kylie Finnerty, and Maricela Munoz-Gardner for Maritazine Valley. It is Akira Traver, Grayson Stahl, Olivia Lacey, Carol Garcia, and Madison Cormode. As right wing three is just a bit off the mark there by Carol Garcia. Ball comes free, picking it up off the baseline is Aubrey Finnerty, and she nearly turns it over in the lane. Ball rolls out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the girls in blue from Maritazine Valley. It goes to Hartford. 7:18 remaining here in the third quarter. 20-16 is the lead for Maritazine Valley. Looking to move on to the fifth place game on Saturday morning as Olivia Lacey is going to pick up a foul for getting just a little too close for comfort with Toby Soule. Kylie Finnerty inbounds from front of the scorer's table. Goes left wing now to Sydney Soule. Soule trying to get around Cormode, loses her handle on the ball, gets it back, goes to Aubrey Finnerty, bounces it off the head of Akira Traver, and will get a foul by Maritazine Valley. Looks like that one is going to go against Cormode. That'll be Madison Cormode's third. So she joins Akira Traver and Trinity Wendell in that regard. Kylie Finnerty, let's go. A massive Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 from the left wing and makes it a one-point game, 20-19. Maritazine Valley leads Hartford, 6:45 left to go in the third. Right block, Grayson Stahl on the opposite end, fires it up, gets it in one. Grayson Stahl puts the lead back to three, a chance to put it back to four with the extra point opportunity. Stahl with 12 points now on the night as Ella Reed checks back into the Maritazine lineup. Madison Cormode takes a seat. Stahl puts up the extra point. It rolls around and falls through. So Grayson Stahl momentarily breaks her shooting woes from the foul line as she's now 3 of 7. And we're going to get a quick foul on the other end. That one will go against Carol Garcia. That'll be just her second. Team's third. So racking up the fouls earlier, both teams. Five total between them here in the third quarter. Kylie Finnerty works it left wing to Toby Soule. She fires a three. Back iron, no good. But Sydney Soule tracks down the loose ball. Right corner now with it is Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty trying to get some assistance here. Goes up top to Toby Soule. Soule dribbles inside the perimeter. Gives it back to Kylie. Kylie baseline to Aubrey Finnerty, who misses on the 8-foot jumper. Ball comes free as Toby Soule gets leveled, or that's actually Sydney Soule, to the floor. No foul will be called. Maritazine Valley will regain possession, leading things 23-19. Lead was momentarily cut to one off a three-pointer by Kylie Finnerty. Maritazine Valley's gotten back in the lead. Grayson Stahl, right wing, off the block. Layup is good. Stahl now with 15 points. 25-19 the lead. Kylie Finnerty sets for the three from the right wing. No good. The rebound tracked down by Munoz-Gardner, and she throws it immediately away in the lane to Grayson Stahl. Akira Traver, opposite side. 5-foot jumper, banks it off the glass and in, and that will lead to a timeout taken by Coach Mike McDougal, as he likes the way things are going, but wants to settle his team down maybe just a little bit. They lead it 27-19. 5:35 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout with them. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams. Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs.
Back in White Auditorium, Tegan Trahoon and Michael Dieker here on this girls' consolation semifinal matchup from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Mariazen Valley leads Hartford 27-19. Off the timeout by Coach Mike McDougall. His team almost losing the lead as it got cut to one in the early going of this third quarter. Since then, they've gone on a pretty impressive run. They got the lead back to eight.
Tegan, we're not used to having people sharing our equipment with.
What?
I said we're not used to having to share our equipment.
That's true. Usually we set the playlist. A little technical difficulty is. Aubrey Finnerty nearly gets the right block hook shot to fall, but the rebound will go to Mariazen Valley. Akira Traver, wasting no time, goes up and gets rejected by Aubrey Finnerty. Olivia Lacey picks up the loose ball, and a long two is good by Carol Garcia.
So just when you thought Hartford was kind of crawling their way back into things, a quick 9-0 run here for Mariazen Valley to stretch it back out to 10.
29-19, the Lady Trojans lead it with 4:50 left in the third quarter. Sydney Soule loses the handle, gives it now to Toby Soule, left side of the floor. Back to Sydney, left wing. Left block to Aubrey Finnerty. She fires a shot up. It's just off the mark, and Kylie Finnerty will collect the board and get a shove from behind. See who they get this one to. That's going to be Carol Garcia. That will be Garcia's third. So Akira Traver, Carol Garcia, and Madison Cormode from Mariazen Valley, all with three fouls. Trinity Wendell with four fouls, for Hartford as Kylie Finnerty leaves the three-point attempt from the right wing long and will get a foul on the rebound by Hartford. That's going to be Aubrey Finnerty, her second. And if you're Coach Ryan Thomas, you're starting to get a little nervous here because you've already got two players with two fouls and one with four. You lose just two players, game's over. 4:20 left to go in the third. Grayson Stahl, right elbow.
They play with four.
Left side, Olivia Lacey finishes off the left glass.
I don't know if I've ever seen it in a varsity game. I've been a part of a C game that we had to play with four. But
I was told you couldn't play with less than five. Maybe the rules have been updated. Baseline jumper by Aubrey Finnerty is wide over the top. Trying to save it was Kylie Finnerty. It gets poked out of bounds by Mariazen Valley, so it'll stay with Hartford. Checking into Mariazen's lineup is Katie Calderwood. Sorry.
You're getting deep in the rule book, and I'm not well versed in that.
I would love to see
a handicap match.
You of all people not versed in the rule book?
Wear a lot of hats. I'm running out of don't have enough time anymore.
Kylie Finnerty travels for Hartford as Toby Soule sinks the left corner three. It won't matter. As Coach Ryan Thomas will take a full timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 31-19, Mariazen Valley leading Hartford.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olby to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills and the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking Jerome Michael Deeker. 31-19 is the lead from Arizona Valley over Hartford in this girls' consolation semifinal matchup from the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament. Out of the timeout by Coach Ryan Thomas, Arizona Valley with possession. Akira Traver will lead it up across half court. And since she's been back in the ballgame, that offense has looked a little bit stronger than it did towards the end of that first half. Olivia Lacey leaves the foul line jumper just short off the front iron. Put back no good by Carol Garcia. Rebound won by Kylie Finnerty of Hartford. Now into the hands of Toby Soule. Soule driving into the lane. Works it to the right elbow to Kylie Finnerty. Now right wing back to Soule. Up top to Trinity Wendell, who's back into the lineup despite four fouls. Gives it to Kylie Finnerty in the post. Goes up for the layup and gets fouled from behind. The foul will go against Olivia Lacey. That'll be just her second, team's fifth.
Something to note, Wendell's back out there with her four fouls.
Yeah, I said that.
You did? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I missed that.
No, it's okay. To be fair, if I had to listen to my voice, I'd tune out too.
Nope, that's... I guess my wife is correct. I need to do a better job of listening.
It's okay, buddy. Hey, I've heard my voice. Trust me, I would be tuning out too.
It's been a long day
it
here.
It has been a day. Kylie Finnerty misses on both opportunities from the foul line. Score remains 31-19. Traver sets for the three on the opposite end. Won't take it as Carol Garcia has it now. Top of the key. Gets around Toby Soule and Aubrey Finnerty to lay it in for two. Carol Garcia now with 6 points on the night. Toby Soule brings it into the front court. Down low, Kylie Finnerty, right block. It's cut off by Lacey and Traver, and we're going to get a foul call. It looks like it's going to go against Lacey, though it looked like Lacey caught a shoulder to the nose. That's her third. Team six, so one-and-one opportunities coming for Hartford on the next foul by Marazine Valley as Grayson Stahl checks back into the lineup. Lacey will take a seat. Toby Soule set to inbound from the right side of the basket. Down low, Kylie Finnerty gets the inbound. Can't hit the layup, goes for the shot on the putback and gets tied up. Alternate possession, it'll go to Marazine Valley.
Just got a text from Dylan Sherwood and Poria High girls victorious round one Glacier's Edge 56-27.
Congratulations to the Lady Spartans head coach Carolyn Dorsey on a phenomenal run this year. 2.5 minutes remain in the third quarter as Trinity Wendell gets the steal. Top of the key on the Hartford end. Soule thought about the three, won't take it. Kylie Finnerty has it now, goes right block to Trinity Wendell and a foul on Carol Garcia. So Garcia will pick up her fourth. Subs coming in for Marazine Valley. It will be Madison Cormode and Colby Cormode. They'll be subbing out Katea Thompson and Katie Calderwood. Trinity Wendell at the line for the 1-1, as that's the seventh team foul for Marazine Valley. Puts up the front end and good. And that is the first point for Hartford in about 4 minutes after a big three from Kylie Finnerty started things off. Cuts the lead now to 13. Puts up the second. Good. Lead down to 12 now. 33-21. Marazine Valley with 2:20 remaining in the third quarter. Akira Traver across half court matching up with Toby Soule. Goes left wing to Madison Cormode. Cormode in the lane. Goes right side. Grayson Stahl. 9-foot jumper is no good as Toby Soule and Akira Traver trip over each other trying to get the rebound. They're going to say it was last touch by Traver. Soule will not be whistled for what could have been deemed an over-the-back.
I like that no call, though. I mean,
I don't disagree.
Both players really fighting over that ball, and just it was incidental contact from both of them.
2 minutes remain in the third quarter. Wendell has it right wing. Has to be careful here with four fouls. Layup, too strong on the right side. Gets her own board on the baseline. Puts it back. Good. Trinity Wendell. 12 points now leading Hartford. Lead down to 10, 33-23. Akira Traver into the front court for Maritazine Valley. Goes right side of the floor to Carol Garcia. Right block to Grayson Stahl. Stahl loses it on the baseline. Turnover to Hartford. And Hartford coming at Maritazine Valley hard here in the later stages of this third quarter. Coming off the floor for Maritazine Valley will be Colby Kermode and Carol Garcia. Back in come Olivia Lacey and Ella Reed. Kylie Finnerty, right block, turns and shoots in the lane, but not before she travels. Coach Ryan Thomas trying to plead the case of his player.
She switched pivots.
Yep, official letting him know. The pivot foot wasn't the same as when she started and when she ended. A minute 15 remaining in the third quarter and a throwaway right into the waiting hands of Coach Mike McDougal.
Maybe the ball thought otherwise. Sometimes that old ball doesn't lie.
Yeah. Coach McDougal with some good handles, though. Maybe 33-23, still the lead here for Maritazine Valley. Apologies, Michael. Go ahead.
Kind of like what we saw in that first quarter. Just when Maritazine Valley builds a nice, comfortable lead, they kind of get kind of lackadaisical on defense and offense and allows Hartford to kind of make a run.
Trinity Wendell on the baseline falls to the floor and turns it over to Olivia Lacey. Lacey streaming down the other way, leaves the layup short. Rebound goes to Kylie Finnerty, hands off to Toby Soule. 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Steal on the other end by Akira Traver to Grayson Stahl. Right block off the glass, uncontested. Good. Grayson Stahl now. I believe 18 points. Right block off the opposite end. Aubrey Finnerty overshoots it. And we'll get a foul on the rebound. Here comes the 1-1. Again, that's the 18th foul for Maritazine Valley. See who they tag with it. They're going to give it to Grayson Stahl. That's her second. Team's eighth. Shooting the 1-1 will be Sydney Soule. Sydney with 3 points here on the night. Trying to make it five. Her team trails it by 12, 35-23, as she puts up the first. It's good. Lead down to 11. It's been as low as one since the early goings of the first quarter, but Hartford just can't seem to overcome it. Puts up the second, and it's good. And it seems like Hartford now really catching that second win, Mike, but got to ask the question, is it too little too late here?
We still got 8 minutes to play. A lot of things can happen. Wendell's doing an excellent job out there with four fouls.
Grayson Stahl leaves her right block jumper short. Last touch by Stahl. Rebound goes to Hartford as it rolls out of bounds. 18.4 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Toby Soule will walk it up across half court. Matching up with Akira Traver. Traver has to be careful as well with three. Left block, Kylie Finnerty. Trapped on the baseline, and Akira Traver reaching in. Will force the jump ball. It'll stay with Hartford, but good aggression there by Traver. You got to wonder, though, if your coach Mike McDougal, is that what you want to see out of your, well, honestly, your offensive and defensive leader?
Yeah, but she's done a good job not picking up any fouls here in the quarter, still with three.
Kylie Finnerty for three. No good from the left corner. That will do it for the third as Wendell tries to put back in the lane. Your score at the end of the third, it's 35-25. Maritazine Valley leading Hartford. Can the Lady Trojans hold on to this lead and win their very first Lyon County League tournament matchup in how many years again?
2015 was the last year. 2014-2015 season.
We'll find out right after this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Come Grow with Olpe, a clean, friendly community with so much to offer, like growing businesses and job opportunities, new housing developments with no specials, a neighborhood revitalization plan that provides tax breaks for construction or renovation, and best of all, high-quality schools with one-to-one technology initiatives, standard of excellence awards, a winning sports tradition, and other highly successful programs. All of this with a low-tax mill levy. Olpe, proud heritage, promising future. Call the city office at 475-3780.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
Back to action here in White Auditorium, fourth and final quarter in this girls' consolation semifinal matchup. Mariazine Valley leading Hartford 35-25. As the ball got poked out of bounds off the inbound attempts, it'll stay with Mariazine Valley. Madison Cormode inbounds into the backcourt to Akira Traver. Traver circles to the left wing, now goes left elbow to Olivia Lacey. Back up top to Madison Cormode, back to Traver. Inside the lane to Carol Garcia. Garcia, European pro step, goes around the defender up and in. Carol Garcia having a pretty darn good night now with 8 points. Baseline on the other end. Trinity Wendell will travel as she just got stuck amongst the trees. Couldn't get her feet free.
SCC awaits the winner of this one. That'll be a fifth-place matchup on Saturday at noon. They just placed Waverly into the seventh-place game. That's a 9 a.m. start on Saturday.
Right block jumper by Grayson Stahl. Air balls it, and we get a tie-up between Olivia Lacey and Aubrey Finnerty. Finnerty wins it, and Lacey will pick up her fourth foul, reaching in on Toby Soule. Wonder how long Coach McDougal will leave Lacey out there. I mean, it's fourth quarter. Might as well see what she can do with the remaining 7 minutes, 5 seconds. Or might have spoke too soon.
I thought she might go the distance.
Well, Katie Calderwood coming in. Yep. Olivia Lacey will sit down.
Coach McDougal did not like that. You're up by 12. Your team's got 19 fouls. You cannot be being that aggressive in the backcourt.
Toby Soule at the line for the 1-1. Puts it up. Good. And thus far, in the bonus, Hartford has not missed.
Yeah, five straight makes.
Yeah, I was going to say. Looking for number 6 here. And she gets it. No broadcaster jinx.
Tegan can breathe a sigh of relief.
You could hear me hold my breath on that one.
Defense!
I was clinching and everything. I was like, oh, please make it. I don't want to be that guy. Left block runner is no good for Akira Traver, but she's fouled. The foul will go against Toby Soule. That'll be just her first. Team's fourth. Madison Cremode to inbound. Left side of the basket goes up top to Traver, who narrowly saves it.
She had the entire backcourt right there. She wanted to use it.
Ball stolen in the lane by Aubrey Finnerty, and she will step out of bounds. Nope, travel. Lead at 10, 37-27, Mariazine Valley, 6:47 remaining in the ball game. Left side, Akira Traver now off the inbounds, goes to Madison Cormode, left elbow, foul line. Grayson Stahl leaves it a little long, the rebound collected easily by Aubrey Finnerty, and it looks like Mariazine Valley embracing your advice there, Mike, as Madison Cormode will pick up a foul for the block. Driving in was Trinity Wendell, and boy, give Wendell some credit. She drove hard, even with four fouls. The gamble paid off as Wendell at the line, 4-2. Hartford is in the bonus for the remainder of this ball game. That'll be the 10th team foul for Mariazine Valley as Trinity Wendell can't hit it on the first of two. Wendell leads her team with 12 points on the night. A hush falls over the crowd. Wendell puts it up. Good. Give her 13. Trailing only Grayson Stahl. 6.5 remaining in the ballgame. Lead now down to 9. 37, 28. Coach Ryan Thomas fired up on the Hartford bench. Coach Mike McDougal, cool as a cucumber, as Akira Traver puts the lead back to 11. 39-28 with the left side layup opposite in. Traver will be tagged with the block. That'll be her fourth as going to the line for two, Toby Soule. Soule was perfect from the line last time. See if she can do it again.
A lot of time left on this ball game. If 6-10. They can go right next, right towards Traver and try to get that fifth foul, still anybody's ball game.
Lead back to 10 now as Toby Soule sinks the first of two. It's 39-29, trying to get it back into the single digits for Hartford as Soule. Sets for the second. Puts up the shot. Good. 39-30. Toby Soule with 4 points here in the fourth quarter, all from the foul line. Akira Traver has to be careful here. Into the front court. Four fouls. Speaking of four fouls, Olivia Lacey at the scorer's table. See who she'll sub out. Left side, Ella Reed. Left corner, Katie Calderwood. Calderwood back to Reed. Circles to the top, goes to Akira Traver. Ball nearly intercepted. Traver lets go. A Cody Thurston. Land agent three. Oh, no, they're going to say a long two. Thank you, Michael Deeker. Lead back to 11.
Cody will take the extra advertising.
Oh, I'm sure. Lead back to 11 as Trinity Wendell gets tripped up on the baseline on the opposite side. And that's Carol Garcia. She fouls out. That will be her fifth. Team's 11th. Madison Cremode and Olivia Lacey come back into the lineup, taking a seat. With her four fouls will be Carol Garcia. She'll be joined on the bench by Katie Calderwood as Wendell is at the line for two. Puts up the first. Good.
That's something that Hartford shot an abundance of foul shots here in the second half. Marizine Valley only one trip for that and one for Grayson Stahl there at the very beginning of the first quarter.
Wendell going to try and trim the lead back tonight. What?
So they gave the ball to Wendell. She lost it at the line, and that's going to be a lane violation. That's what they thought they were going to give her another one, and Mike McDougal all over that. He knows.
Oh, yeah.
He knows the full rule book.
McDougal not going to let Hartford have any easy way back into this one. Five and a half remaining in the ball game. His team leading at 41-31. He's already seen Hartford make a few comebacks. He doesn't want to give them any help.
Yeah, Mike's kind of a lifer in the Lyon County League.
Yep.
Coached at Lebo from 2005 to 2007. And then he had three girls that really helped Opie's dominance in the mid or the entire 2010s with Kendall, Kayla, and Carly.
Left wing, Ella Reed. Oh, man, and a massive collision between Toby Soule and Akira Traver. That's going to be a foul for Soule as she was streaking in trying to steal the ball away, and little hip check between both of them.
But they both pop up immediately.
Yes. They're tough.
You don't really see that at a girls' game.
If that had happened to me, I'd be in traction for a month. That was speed and
it was like you on the stage up there at Northern Heights.
Oh. That wasn't necessary.
We're running out of time together.
Foul.
I got to get it in.
Don't remind me. Foul line jumper, Olivia Lacey. Puts the lead now back to 12, 43-31. Lacey again out there with four fouls. Three on the way by Toby Soule is long. Rebound collected by Sydney Soule. Left corner, Aubrey Finnerty. 18-footer is no good. Trinity Wendell tries to save it. It goes off Wendell and out of bounds. They gave it to Hartford originally. Coach McDougal had a little something to say about that, and he's absolutely right. It was last touch by Hartford.
You know, it's a consolation semifinal on a Thursday at 8:40. This builds some extra suspense.
Absolutely. Olivia Lacey in the lane for Meredith Eden Valley. Top of the key to Akira Traver. And Traver going to install the stall tactic here.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a stall just yet, but obviously McDougal wanting them to slow things down on offense.
I said before, I like that tactic. Right wing, Ella Reed. Has it nearly poked free by Jimmy Wendell, who said, I didn't touch her. Wendell collects the board off the missed shot from the right wing. That was funny. Wendell again, right elbow jumper, good, playing with four fouls, and that's going to draw a timeout from Coach Ryan Thomas as his team pulls back within 10, 43-33 with 3:46 remaining in the ball game. It'll be a 30-second timeout that becomes a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here and remind you that our timeouts all week long are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1. 43-33, 10-point lead here for Meritazine Valley. It's been as high as 13 at one point, but it's been as low as 1 in the early goings of this second half. As Hartford drew nearly even, and then a 9-0 run by the Lady Trojans kind of put them back on their heels. So really playing from behind here is Hartford, but, man, they have not slowed down.
Yeah, much in part, you know, to that second half. You know, they got within one, 20-19 after that made three by Kylie Finnerty, but just that fourth foul coming, you know, 23 seconds into that third quarter for Trinity Wendell, that was a big loss for Ryan Thomas. And you can see the effect that Wendell has on her team. Just that was a nice elbow jumper she hit just right before that timeout. And double figures now in scoring.
That is correct.
Like I said, anybody's ball game, 3:45 remaining. Backcourt.
Full court pressure being applied by Hartford as Traver gets it into the front court from Meritazine Valley, being triple teamed. Now to Lacey in the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk, and we get a tie up between Lacey and Sydney Soule. It's Hartford ball.
And that's, you know, kind of what you see here in Constellation. You see teams with some spurts.
Yeah.
And then they'll have some moments of what's going on here. And so this team's kind of struggling to put everything together. And that's kind of what we've seen out of Meritazine Valley tonight.
Trinity Wendell goes right wing. Three on the way by Sydney Soule. The Cody Thurston land agent three by Sydney Soule. Soule with eight now is trying to answer on the other side with Meritazine Valley. Aubrey Finnerty comes up with the board off the missed point-blank jumper in the lane. Toby Soule launches another Cody Thurston land agent three.
Ryan,
the Soule sisters.
Ryan Thomas is fired up.
43-39. Akira Traver, other side, misses the left side layup, and Trinity Wendell gets banged to the floor. Two shots coming for Hartford. They were trailing it by 10.
And that was on Traver. She just fouled out of the ballgame.
Traver is done.
Wow. What a turn of events.
What a swing.
What a turn of events.
4-point differential. They come back from 13 down.
Of course, Meritazine Valley just, of course, still looking for that first tournament win. And this is the, that would be the eighth year.
What just happened? Wow. Hartford catching fire in the last minute. Checking out of Meritazine Valley's lineup will be Ella Reed. Coming in is Cadence Massantine. Or no, I guess Reed's staying out there. Yeah, Reed's staying out there. Apologies. Massantine in for Akira Traver as Trinity Wendell at the line makes it a one-possession game for the first time since the early goings of the second half. 43-40, Meritazine Valley leads it. Wendell setting for the second. Puts it up. No good. Rebound to Grayson Stahl. Gives to Ella Reed. She's being pursued in the backcourt by Trinity Wendell. Wendell has to be careful. Knocks it free. It's in the front court to Meritazine Valley. Madison Cremot to Grayson Stahl. And Kylie Finnerty will collect the foul as she was trying to stop Stahl's shot. That's just Finnerty's second, team sixth. Oh, actually, a correction. I must have missed one. It's Finnerty's third. As Stahl hits the first of two, lead back to four, 44-40. Stahl now with 18 points, puts up the second. No good. 2.5 remaining in the ball game. 44-40. Mirazine Valley leading Hartford. Aubrey Finnerty works it right wing. Three on the way by Sydney Soule is long, and the rebound won by Grayson Stahl. Trinity Window forces the turnover. Stahl lost the handle. Oh, my goodness, folks. If you thought you could just hang it up and go home on this one, stick around. Fireworks are coming. 2:17 remaining. Hartford with possession, trailing 44-40. Wendell, left corner. Kylie Finnerty, three on the way. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Toby Soule was tracking it. I think she thought a Marazine Valley player got a hand on it. She didn't even try to save it.
We mentioned in the first half, Traver is their ball handler.
So
really,
she's out.
Yeah, really look to see how Hartford really ramps up the pressure in that full court defense.
Well, full court defense is on par here. Kylie Finnerty with the steal in the Marazine Valley side goes to Trinity Wendell, right block. No good on the layup. Oh, and a foul coming. Is that going to be against Wendell? Who are they going to give it to? It's Wendell. That's her fifth.
Let's see if they call it now.
Oh, a huge break. I thought Wendell signaled that it was on her, but instead it's Sydney Soule, just her first.
That's a tough break there for Hartford. Had an excellent look underneath, unable to convert.
There's a lot of contact on both sides there on that possession. But 2 minutes remain. As coming out of the Marazine lineup will be Cadence Massantine. In comes Katea Thompson. Grayson Stahl at the line for the 1-1 and knocks down the front end. Lead now back to 5, 45-40 with 2 minutes remaining. Everybody is glued to this one here in White Auditorium. Stahl puts up the second, sinks that one. Lead to 6 now, 46-40.
Don't need a 3 right here. They've been really trying to get one to fall. Just need a quick 2, just go back on defense.
Under 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left wing, Toby Soule fires the 3. It's short. Ball is free. Racing forward is Sydney Soule. Man! She threw it behind her. It hit Olivia Lacey in the face and went off of her. Lacey and Soule crash into...
That's Hartford ball.
Yeah, crash into the scores table. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
Coach McDougal yelling at Lacey, "Are you okay?" After they sort out who got the ball.
Man.
Lacey took one hard off the nose. Trinity Wendell gets a little shove, but manages to get the shot to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty leaves the three-pointer short. Rebound won by Hartford. Toby Soule to Trinity Wendell. Loses it in the lane. 90 seconds remain. Marazine Valley with possession. Toby Soule will foul Ella Reed.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind it either. 1:27 remaining in the ball game, trailing by 6. 1-1 opportunity. Smart strategy, in my opinion.
It's 3 now on Soule, though.
Well, when you look at it to Trinity Windows 4, you can just say only 3 on Toby Soule if you're Coach Ryan Thomas. Ella Reed at the line, shooting the 1-1. Reed scoreless thus far in the ball game. Puts up the first. No good. Grayson Stahl gets the rebound, overshoots it, and she will foul Aubrey Finnerty. So now we take a trip the other way and 2 shots for Aubrey Finnerty. That's Grayson Stahl's third. Finnerty a chance to cut the lead to 4 here with 1:22 remaining in the fourth. Oh, what an exciting turn of events it's been. Finnerty sets for the first. Puts it up. No good.
Hartford was 10 out of 11 before those last 2 misses at the foul line.
Setting for the second. Can cut the lead to 5. Puts it up. That's going to be too strong. Rebound won by Merazine Valley. Trinity Wendell providing coverage, has to be careful. And a travel by Madison Kermode. You can hear the Hartford faithful saying, you've got to use this, to the Lady Jaguars as Coach Ryan Thomas takes a full timeout. We'll take one as well and catch our breath. A minute 15 remains in the fourth quarter. Merazine Valley leads it 46-40 over Hartford. Can the Jaguars overcome the lead and move on to the fifth place matchup, or will Merazine Valley pick up their first tournament win since 2015? Find out after this.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Back inside of White Auditorium, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker. A minute 15 remains in this girls' consolation semifinal matchup in what looked like might be somewhat of a coasting win for Merazine Valley. They've led by as high as 13 points, now cut down to 6, 46-40. Minute 6 remaining, Hartford with possession. Toby Soule launches a shot over the top of the defense, cuts the lead to 4 now. Toby Soule has come alive here in the fourth quarter. Soule steals it near half court, and oh man, she was trying to throw it to keep it alive, and she just fell backwards into the scores table, bonked her head. Hope she's okay. Coach Thomas checking on her. She seems to be all right. What a physical game this has been the last 8 minutes. 53.5 seconds remain. Merazine Valley inbounding from in front of the Hartford bench, goes into the backcourt, into the hands of Katea Thompson. Thompson nearly has it poked away. It's taken away by Trinity Wendell. Down the stretch, Kylie Finnerty gets banged to the floor, but no foul is called. The ball will go out of bounds off of a Merazine Valley player, but I'm surprised to not see a call there.
A lot of contact.
That was a lot of contact.
A lot of contact.
46-42. Toby Soule inbounds it to Sydney Soule. 40 seconds. Toby up top to Sydney. To Trinity Wendell. Wendell loses the handle. Sydney Soule gets it back. Fires a three. No good. Rebound won by Aubrey Finnerty in the lane. Left side. Toby Soule three. No good. Grayson Stahl comes up with the rebound from Merazine Valley, and she's fouled by Kylie Finnerty. That'll be Finnerty's fourth. That'll be just the ninth team foul for Hartford, so a 1-1 for Grayson Stahl. 4-point lead, 46-42, 24.2 seconds remaining in the game as into the Merazine lineup comes Katie Calderwood for Katea Thompson. Stahl at the line.
Excellent look there on the opposite end there for Hartford multiple times. Just unable to convert.
Stahl puts the lead back to 5, 47-42 with the first of two.
She's really put the team on her back with
yes.
Traver and foul trouble here tonight. It's just a nice, nice ball game there for the freshman.
Lane violation by Merazine Valley. A Stahl left a little too early to go get her own rebound off the miss. 21 points for the freshman Grayson Stahl. As we're getting a little conversation.
I think
at
they're
going to
add some time back on the clock.
Yeah. 25.2 seconds, so roughly 2 seconds added. And that can be a huge difference maker. No pressure coming in the backcourt from Merazine Valley thus yet, as Coach Mike McDougald wants a timeout.
I think he's going to take his last 30-second
yes,
timeout.
Yes, he is.
So Ryan Thomas out of timeouts. That'll leave McDougald with two.
Once again,
timeouts left.
Timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free. Just don't go get a McDouble just yet. We still got 25 seconds remaining in this one. And to say it's become closer than we thought it might be would be a massive understatement, as Hartford has battled back from as many as 13 down to get back into this, possibly to move on to the fifth-place game Saturday at noon. Meritazine Valley looking to win their first league tournament matchup since 2015. They only got to hold on for 25 seconds, but there has been a lot of contact in this game. They'll roll the ball up the court. Toby Soule has it, gets into the front side. Looking for a quick two, off the glass, no good. Ball poked out of bounds by Meritazine Valley. 18 seconds remain. My wife just texted me, where are you at in the game?
Yeah, my wife did too. She's like, how is this game still happening?
Toby Soule launches a major three, no good. And the ball will roll out of bounds with 12 seconds exactly remaining on the clock. Meritazine Valley possession, and well, this could be it. Inbounds goes to Calderwood, now to Ella Reed. Reed into the front court to Grayson Stahl, 5 seconds. Ball poked free by Aubrey Finnerty, and a little shove from behind. That's going to do it. 1.5 seconds remaining. 10th team foul for Hartford. Two shots coming for Grayson Stahl. And that's the ball game, despite the lack of shots yet. Third foul for Aubrey Finnerty. Stahl puts in the first. Stahl with 22 points on the evening. Looking for 23 as her team now leads at 48-42. Short on the second. That's it. Never mind. Give her two more. At the buzzer, 50-42, the final score. Meritazine Valley advances to the fifth-place matchup, where they will meet Southern Coffee County Saturday at noon. Hartford will be in the seventh-place game against Waverly in the morning hours. Well, took a little extra time, but this game finally wrapped up. We still got one more to come your way. Before that, though, we're going to get you final stats and analysis. Get set for our nightcap of the evening. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Don't feel bad.